How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-514-0521. 800-514-0521. That's 800-514-0521.
Hey, good evening, and in some parts, good morning. Welcome aboard worldwide here on Sports Byline Broadcast. It is Marty Torelli calling all sports. We're all part of sports over at America, across the country, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We stream it at sportsbyline.com. Click on Listen Live. On a Wednesday into a Thursday, Dominic Jimenez is producing a program once again, as we will take you up to the top of the next hour with a lot to get to. We'll do an NFL spotlight game on this Wednesday into a Thursday. How are the Green Bay Packers favored over the Minnesota Vikings on Sunday? We'll tell you why and a whole lot more. Plus, we got special guest John Schneider, the actor, singer, writer, movie producer. New movie out. It is an interesting story. The former Dukes of Hazzard co-star is going to join us here right after our opening segment. We look forward to it. We'll probably spend a segment, perhaps a segment and a half, with John Schneider, too. And my good buddy, Brock Hines, of course, the hockey analyst who appears on this program, gave me a good stat today. 1981, John Schneider, It's Now or Never, the remake of the 1960 Elvis Presley smash hit. John Schneider took it to number 14 on the Billboard Hot 100. So we're going to impress John with our knowledge coming up here as we look to open the show with him. But we open the show right now telling you the spotlight game will be Minnesota and the Green Bay Packers at Lambeau. We will look at that. That is a big spot. And then, of course, they finish up. Green Bay does with Detroit. So they got about what I saw today, about a 37% chance of getting into the playoffs. That seemed high to me. I'll have to double back, but don't look now. The Packers have won 15 straight in the month of December. They have not lost a December game dating back to 2018 when they were beaten by, ironically, the Detroit Lions and quarterback DeShone Kizer 31-0. So a little factoid to throw out, get us started. John Schneider warming up in the green room. We'll get him going across the country and around the world. I'm Marty Terrell. It's Calling All Sports. It's all part of Sports Overnight America. Take you right up to the top of the next hour right here. Don't go away. We're coming right back.
Want to know the secret to putting extra money back in your pocket? Then switch your car insurance. And now you can make one phone call and shop dozens of insurance companies. Just like buying airline tickets, where it's easy to make one call that has all the best deals. We have great deals with most of the major top-rated insurance companies. We are your superstore for car insurance. We've switched people from their expensive car insurance plans and saved them hundreds of dollars a year. If you think you're paying too much for your car insurance, call now. It's easy to switch, and in 5 minutes, yes, just 5 minutes, you'll learn how much money you can save on your car insurance. Save yourself some money this year. Call now for your car insurance. Call eInsurance now for your free car insurance quote. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. That's 800-298-9093.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
All right, we're talking the world of sports here on Sports Byline Broadcast. We're efforting John Schneider. We look forward to it again, To Die For. Normally, and that's the name of his movie, by the way, but normally when you reference something to die for, you're talking about yearning for something. Like you'll say to a friend, hey, you got to go to this steakhouse in Kansas City on Country Club Plaza, man. You got to check it out. It's to die for. Well, he took something that he saw in his life and converted it into a movie. It's now been seen. I don't know. He produced it here in the States, but it's been seen in some 17 countries. So a natural fit for Sports Byline Broadcast and the American Forces Radio Network. So we're efforting John Schneider, and hopefully we'll get him queued up and ready to go here. Spotlight game of the week, NFL, and again, bowl game. You know what I want to do? I want to get to the bowl games as we go into the overnight, too. Earlier in the day, Duke over Central Florida, that was the Military Bowl, so we want to give a big shout-out to our servicemen and women. Obviously, that game had a lot of meaning, much like Army-Navy a couple of weeks ago, and Rick Tittle from our staff did an outstanding job. Texas Tech, Ole Miss, Oregon, North Carolina, these are all the games that we're keeping an eye on. All right, we've got them, like we said, to die for. Usually that's something you're yearning for. You make a recommendation, hey, you got to go eat here, the food, it's to die for. His name is John Schneider, co-star, Dukes of Hazzard, 79 through 85, singer, songwriter. Man, what a treat, John Schneider. I'm Marty Terrell, and the whole world across the American Forces Radio Network tuned in to you right now. Thank you so much. How are you?
Love it. I'm fantastic. I'm sorry I'm a little late. But what a delight it is to be here in front of the entire armed forces. This is great. This is
it
great.
Really,
you know, I was
not
on a couple of long playing records back in the '79 and '80. They used to do the Armed Forces Radio Network, and they would put some of them on vinyl and send them out. Pretty cool. Pretty cool. I love it.
Well, you know what? I got a friend of mine. I'm going to mention the name. It won't mean anything to you, but he's a dear friend of mine. His name is Brock Hines. He's a hockey analyst, and I was coming back from the store today to get ready, okay? And he says to me, Marty, John Schneider, 1981, the remake of Elvis Presley's 1960 smash, It's Now or Never. He took it to 14 on the Billboard Hot 100. I reached it further. Casey Kasem used it, and that was heard on the Armed Forces Radio Network back then. So, man, this is a homecoming for you, John.
I love it. That's so great. Yep, it feels good. I'm glad I'm here, and especially with regard to this movie that we made. It's so. I'm so glad to be somebody who has come against this nonsense that comes out of Hollywood, in a patriotic way with a full-blown feature film rather than just some, you know, argument on Twitter or something. So this has been great. The movie has been incredibly well received, and I'm excited to be talking about it here with you.
We really are, and our servicemen and women, man, this really resonates. All right, so 17 countries now. So this guy's arrested for driving around American flag, Sergeant Quint North.
Yep.
You saw this, and immediately you said, I got to do a movie. Not only got to do a story or a blog or a podcast, you said, no, I got to do a movie. You got to tell the story. And we take as much time as you need. If we get interrupted by a break, we may bring you back for a few minutes on the other side.
Okay.
Because I really
want
to accentuate this gun.
All right. Well, I've been a writer for a long time. I wrote and directed the last episode of Dukes of Hazzard, in fact. And when I hear something that kind of reveals itself to me as not just a story, but a whole movie, I have to sit down and write it. So a little over a year ago, my wife and I were at a racetrack somewhere, I think out in Arizona. A little article came over my Facebook that said the man arrested for flying the American flag on the back of his truck too close to the local high school. And I thought immediately, I've got to play this guy because I am that kind of a guy. So I came up with a lot more than that. You know, where does he live? Who are his friends? Who does he have breakfast with? Why did he go to jail? And in this case, it was a restraining order. Because you can get a restraining order against anybody for anything if you take the time to go and file a complaint. So I wrote this film called To Die For, which is about our flag and about those who have sacrificed their lives and their limbs and their loved ones to not only keep it flying, but keep those of us like me who were too young for Vietnam and too old for anything else, safe and free and dreaming every day. And in our case, my wife and I, living that dream. So the things that we attack in a creative way and often in a kind of a comical way are the notion that a local high school football player can become somewhat of a local hero for taking a knee during the national anthem, while the veteran down the street becomes the bad guy for flying the flag on the back of his El Camino. So we jump into that. We jump into the mandated vaccinations. And when somebody asks Quint North, did you get the jab? Quint's response, as is John Schneider's response, is I wouldn't get that shot with Baldwin's arm, referring to Alec Baldwin and his inability to take responsibility for what he did a little over a year ago.
Right, right.
We say things like, I thought black coffee mattered. When the young man who took a knee wants to know why I am so adamant about the flag, he says he has a right to know. He says, the Constitution gives it to me, old man. And what comes out of my character's mouth, which would come out of John Schneider's mouth, is you don't have a right to know squat. You gave that up the second your knee hit the grass. So when you make independent films, you can say, you can tell your story. And my story and Alicia's story is that we don't understand how people don't relate immediately, don't relate the flag of the United States directly to those who have given their lives defending it. So we made an entire film about it, and it was almost immediately our most successful film that we've made as far as how many units we've sold and how many people have streamed it and downloaded it. So it's been a tremendous success for us. So patriotism is not only alive and well and living in the Schneider household, but it is now alive and well and living on a small screen anyway, near you.
John, you're selling over 1,200 a day. This thing has taken off. You struck a nerve. I know you know this. You've struck an amazing nerve in this country right now. You know, you're from Mount Kisco, New York. There's a guy from Syosset. His name is Grant Napier. He was the 35-year voice of the Sacramento Kings. He lost his job because he told one of the players, hey, I know Black Lives Matter, but don't all lives matter? They fired him. This woke stuff has gone way too far.
Oh, it's absurd. And they know it's absurd, but people don't, so far, nobody but us has come against it in a creative manner. You know, this is long form. It's so easy to have a public argument. It's so easy to have a debate. You know, they start and they end. They kind of run themselves. But when you make a film, you have to write a script. You have to cast it. You have to get a crew together. You have to film it. You have to edit it. You have to have the music scored. So nobody has really taken the time to call Hollywood on this woke nonsense creatively. So I'm hoping that not only we hit a nerve of patriotism with this film, but I'm also hoping that we have encouraged or empowered other people who make content, whether they're movies or television or songs, so that they can come against this nonsense as well, in a manner that is palatable for patriots. You know, we are the largest demographic. We are the largest demographic, but we don't act like it.
No, you're right. John, did you think, was it hard to get funded? How did you do this? And we might have to carry you over if you got time, just for a couple minutes on the other side of the break. But I want to know, what do you do? Did you call somebody? I mean, what do you do? Now, obviously, you had a reputation and you're a Hollywood guy. You have a nobody uses a Rolodex, but you had a phone. But what did you do?
call my friends. Alicia called hers. We put together a crew. We cast it and we shot it. We filmed it ourselves. We didn't call anybody to get any money for it. We didn't raise any money for it. We basically, you know, mortgaged the house and did it ourselves. Because I don't believe I believe if you're not all in, then you're out. So you've got to be willing to risk everything. Or I question whether or not you believe what it is you say you believe. Yeah, you know, a belief system should not be a casual thing. It should not even be a comfortable thing. It should be something you are willing, as the film says, to die for. And we are. You know, and I think that's why, you know, one of the reasons why it's been so successful is that people know this is not just some film. This is us. We did it. And it means more to us than anything.
Well, that's fantastic. Look, kick back, get a cup of coffee. We're going to be back in about 3 minutes, and you're going to give me three or 4 minutes, if you could so kindly, on the other side. Okay, John Schneider?
You betcha. You betcha, my friend. Right. Absolutely.
Dukes of Hazzard, co-star, legendary writer, singer, songwriter, John Schneider. He's all ours. We're coming right back.
If you served in the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone in your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
800-725-1651. 800-725-1651. That's 800-725-1651. Paid for by Legal Alert Line.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
All right, back here, cross country and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We are so proud of that relationship, all the men and women at sea and at bases around the country and around the globe. Listening to John Schneider, the former Dukes of Hazzard star. And I say former, man. It's in syndication now that you're still killing it after all these years, John. You're still killing it. I'll get to you in a moment. Independently produced and put together to die for, a movie is just doing wonderfully. About a flag-waving guy by the name of Sergeant Quint North. Guy arrested for driving around with an American flag on the flatbed of his El Camino, and John Schneider and his lovely wife Alicia caught wind of it while out in Arizona, and the rest is history. He didn't drop a dime. He got on his phone, made a few calls, and he said he mortgaged the house. He said, you're either all in or you're out. That's where we resume the conversation, John. Amazing, amazing, well, amazing story.
Well, I believe I've always believed in that. That's why really, even before Dukes, my whole plan was to make independent films, to have a place and a group of, you remember, we kind of call it like on Rudolph. We have the Island of Misfit Toys. So we get together, we have an idea. I have a script, I'll write a screenplay, and then the inspiration will be carried on. Our gentleman who was a cinematographer on a couple of the movies, but most importantly, To Die For, is a Marine, and he was not only in Desert Storm, but he with a firearm, but in Iraqi Freedom, he was the man who filmed the war. And when you see the troops coming over the bridge in Fallujah, he is the one that is dug into the side of the hill on the other side with a camera filming all that. His name is Sean Fairburn. So I had a Marine there the whole time saying, no, don't stand like that. No, put your hand here. No, don't. which was really great. And so I think that the film has a realism to it that Hollywood, when you do a movie or you do a story or you do anything by committee, you start getting 3 and 4 and 10 and 12 opinions and perspectives into anything. It's kind of like in battle. If you protect you protect all of your positions, you're protecting none. So you really wind up with a story that is not very good. Case in point, many of the it's more surprising when you hear about a Hollywood feature studio film that cost $200 million that's any good, that's even watchable. That's a bigger surprise than finding out it's just kind of milquetoast and awful. So I'm very proud of this movie. I'm proud of Sean. I'm proud of all the people who were in it. Marcus Dupree is in it, one of the greatest running backs of all time.
Well, do we remember him?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. And he's
Do we remember
fantastic.
Him?
So Marcus, I called. We had done a film, and I met Marcus when he was in high school. We actually went to Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey Circus in Los Angeles back in, I guess it was the mid-'80s. Had to be the mid-'80s. And he was great then, so it was before the world knew who he was. And we did a movie together the beginning of last year. And how we always work is I then just called. When I wrote the script, I thought, I'm going to write a part for Marcus. So when Marcus, and then I'm going to see if he wants to do the movie. So I'll write a part that's perfect for, in my mind, perfect for somebody. And then I'll call them and offer it to them. And if they can do it, then that's great. If not, then I'll have a second choice. But I won't alter what I wrote. So Marcus is my breakfast buddy. He's a police officer in the film, and I have breakfast every morning with him and his new partner, Savannah. And it just so happens the road from my house to breakfast goes right by the high school.
Wow.
And, of course, I could take another road. I've got many, many people that say, look, why don't you just take another road?
Yeah,
and I
right.
say, why would I do that? You know, why would I do that? And they say, well, to keep from getting arrested for having the flag on the back of your truck. And I say, why would I do that? So, you know, it's a badge of courage.
That's great.
It's a badge of courage to be arrested, which is very Dukes of Hazzard. It's very
Indeed
Dukes
it
of
is.
Hazzard to get
Indeed
in trouble for doing the right thing.
Yeah, and that, actually, it's too sad that that has to happen in a great country like the United States of America. Hey, listen, can you do a year-end message for all our service men and women around the globe that I know are listening? There's going to be
you
so
betcha.
Much reaction. I know they're going to. People are buying this at a rate of between 12 and 1500 a day. We're going to keep promoting it. We believe in it, John.
Thank you.
What do you want to say
thank
to you. The service men and women abroad, around the globe, serving our great country and Old Glory itself?
Well, I want every man and woman who is a part of our military, part of our service, to know that regardless of what is happening on the now lowest ratings in the history of news channels, whatever you're hearing, you know, they're just the loud, they're loud. They're not the majority, and they do not share the opinions of true Americans. True Americans are those who realize that we get up every day and we exercise freedoms that many of us, like myself, never paid a thing for. So we owe everything we have, every dream we have, every free moment we have, every church that stayed open, everybody who has said no to tyranny today, and we have plenty of tyranny, in my opinion, going on today, we know that we owe all of that to you. So your service is one thing, but for me, the biggest word is, folks, your sacrifice has been great and continues to be great. And it will forever be appreciated in my household. And my bride and I are going to do everything we can to continue to produce, direct, create content that waves. The most important part of Old Glory, as far as I'm concerned, is you. So we're going to continue to wave you high over all of our homes and in our front yards for everyone to see so that they can see that we appreciate everything that you have done and continue to do for this greatest of countries ever, the United States of America.
Wow, amazing. Wow, that's just unbelievably. What an eloquent speaker. All right, one more. You know, at your age, you and I are the same age. You're supposed to be winding down. You're working hard. I got to talk to Alicia, tell her to slow you down, God. You got to dial it down
no.
a few notches. No?
No, no, I'm just getting started. Just getting started. So are you. I can hear it in your voice. You're just getting started.
Man,
yeah, we look at Clint Eastwood, right?
I Clint saw that.
Still,
yeah.
Still going. Still going. Look at John Voight. John Voight's still going strong. So, we're going to keep telling stories. We're going to keep exposing the truth in fascinating ways. Because that's what we're here for, right? We're here for something. God is up to something, we are part of it.
It's been
not
a real
the other
treat.
Way around.
Real treat, John. The servicemen and women appreciate it. Happy New Year. I hope you have a wonderful end of 22 and a great 2023, and we'll get you back, and let's do this again. Thank you so much for coming on. I know
it.
The men
you
and women of
care.
Our service appreciate it.
And, hey, we'll see you at todieformovie.com. Very simple. Thanks, folks. God bless you. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Thank you, sir. There he is, former Dukes. And I can't say former Dukes of Hazzard star. He's one of the tri-stars, one of the co-stars. Guess what? They're doing wonderfully in syndication. 1979 to 1985, the golden years of television. In fact, a little earlier than that. You know, Happy Days, Welcome Back, Cotter, Good Time, The Jeffersons, Dukes of Hazzard. And we go on, and Mork and Mindy, Taxi, go on and on and on. Back when television was television, it was phenomenal. That's a special treat. Thank you, Darren Peck. Thank you so much, Dominic Jimenez and the staff for pulling that together. Fantastic. todieformovie.com, check it out. The downloads, they're doing wonderful with it. They are doing absolutely wonderful with it. All right, we're going to get to I didn't know Marcus Dupree was in there. So that's a good little factoid. All right, we're going to get to the NFL Spotlight Game of the Week. We're going to look at Green Bay, Minnesota, a couple of others. Vegas is in the news with Josh McDaniel. We'll get to that and the quarterbacking situation there. Quarterbacking situation in Miami. Lions, Packers, going to fight for that 7-6 seed in the NFC. A lot to get to. Keep it right here. It is Sports Overnight America. This is the Calling All Sports segment of it. 800-878-PLAY. 800-878-7529. I'm Marty Terrell. Keep it right here. We're coming back on Sports Byline Broadcast, Sirius XM, and worldwide on the American Forces Radio Network.
You've been putting back a few, and a few becomes a few too many. For a moment, you think of calling for a ride, but nah, you live nearby. What's the worst that could happen? You get pulled over, your insurance goes up, you lose your license, you total your car, you kill someone. The result of driving drunk are tragic. That's why law enforcement is out there looking for impaired drivers, to save lives. So if you think you're okay to drive after a few drinks, think again. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Hi, I'm John Smoltz, former Major League Baseball pitcher and current Hall of Famer. I've had the pleasure of seeing so many great products come and go, but the rope is the best I've ever seen. I promise you it's going to help the little leaguer, it's really going to help the big leaguer, and it's going to save those young arms from a lot of injuries.
The rope trainer allows a player to grip an actual baseball or softball while warming up. So check out theropetrainer.com and see why Hall of Famer John Smoltz swears by it. That's theropetrainer.com.
Here as we run it down for you on a Wednesday into a Thursday. We revisit those college bowl games. We told you the Military Bowl earlier today. Duke had their way over Central Florida 30-13. And then games that are coming on or in progress as we go into the late night, into the early morning hours. Obviously, we'll be breaking down Texas Tech, Ole Miss. I mean, I say breakdown. Look, we're going to throw it out there. Oregon, North Carolina. Interesting spot. Is Oregon and Washington headed to the Big Ten? That's the rumor. And then Liberty Bowl, Arkansas had their way with Kansas early on when I ducked out of that one. But really, the NFL front and center as we head towards New Year's Day. Wow, isn't that something? Normally, New Year's Day, that Sunday is obviously the biggest day for bowl games, but it is dominated, of course, by what? The NFL. On NFL Sunday, second to the last one. But look at Saturday. I mean, think about this weekend. You got Iowa, Kentucky will kick it off. Well, not actually, Alabama, K-State, and Iowa, Kentucky. Alabama, K-State, and the Sugar Bowl, and then Iowa, Kentucky, the Music City Bowl. They'll be opposite of each other at 12 East, 11 Central, and 9 Pacific. This is Saturday now. And then you got TCU, Michigan at 4 East, and then Ohio State, Georgia, 8 East. And then that just, before you barely catch your breath after Saturday, and then we come right back at you Sunday with Week 17. Bears, Lions will headline early, along with Panthers, Buccaneers, Colts, Giants, Jaguars, Texans. I mean, there's some lopsided games on paper, but they all factor, especially with the favorite team. But the one favorite team that's got everybody scratching their head is how can the Packers be favored over the Vikings? Well, we tell you how. Obviously, the game will be in Green Bay. It'll be a featured game, 4:25 in the afternoon, East. Don't look now. The Packers are looking to make it 16 in a row in December. They have not lost a game in December. Despite their foibles, despite their struggles, they have not struggled in the month of December. Last time they lost was 2018, 31-0 to DeShone Kizer and the Detroit Lions at the time. That is I mean, you almost got to look at it this way. If the Packers, and I think I saw the stat incorrectly. I thought I saw 37%. I think if they win Sunday and beat Detroit in the finale, I think they've got about a 7-10 chance of getting to the postseason. I'm pretty sure. Because there's obviously going to be tiebreakers. And you remember what we said? We went on the air in early December. One of the first shows we said, get ready for chaos. And that's what we got coming down the pike. And, you know, you could say that about any season, almost in any sport. You can say the same thing about the NHL when they go down the stretch, the NBA, Major League Baseball. You know, you use the word chaos. In the NFL, it's crazy because there's just so many, you know, different scenarios and home record, conference record, and tiebreakers. So, but Minnesota, Green Bay, that's a five-star game. It's the game of the week, or is it? There's some people that want to take umbrage with it. They're saying, "Oh no, you can't go down that road. There's bigger game." What's the bigger game? Dolphins Patriots? I don't think so. The Dolphins are 0 for December right now. Patriots have been a disaster. The Las Vegas lopsided lunatic play at the end. We'll get to Vegas in a moment. We teased that. Patriots at home favored. I think. I don't know. I mean, and there's no Tua. Teddy Bridgewater was announced today. He'll get the start. We told you that yesterday. Where else were they going to go? Skylar Thompson, I suppose, the former K-State quarterback. But, no, it'll be Teddy Bridgewater. He's a China doll. He's always hurt. You know, so Teddy Bridgewater, it'll be an accomplishment for him to be there for the opening toss and be there when the final gun sounds. Jets-Seahawks is an underrated game. I will give you that. 405 East, that game out at Lumen Field in Seattle. Jets-Seahawks is huge. I don't have to tell you about that because both of them are clinging to ever-slippery, ever-diminishing playoff chances. Jets-Seahawks, pretty big. Niners-Raiders, not so much. Now, therein lies the story. Josh McDaniels announced today that Jarrett Stidham will start the final two games. It's the 49ers this week. Derek Carr took it. You know, if you listen to McDaniel, he took it the way anybody's going to take it. What's he going to say? You know, he doesn't want the label as a clubhouse lawyer. He doesn't want the label of a malcontent. He knows his days are probably over in the desert with the Las Vegas Raiders. Derek Carr is going to get his mail and be calling signals somewhere else in 2023, almost undoubtedly. Is that fair? Is it the right move? Probably not, but we don't know because we don't know who's going to be the heir apparent, who's going to succeed him. But he is out in Vegas, and, you know, Patriot fans are going to have a little fun here. Okay, so they got their former coach, Josh McDaniel, who's twice been an assistant there, turned down the Colts job after the Denver disaster. Then he takes the Raider job, and, of course, a couple weeks ago they beat the Patriots. And now you got a former Patriot draft choice, Jarrett Stidham, a kid out of Auburn, who's going to start the last 2 weeks should he stay healthy. And they're going to get a look-see at him. So it's just the plots and the subplots with the Patriots and Raiders is absolutely fascinating. All right, so that's where we go there. The other NFL, I mean, Steelers-Ravens too, you cannot dismiss that game. Baltimore, obviously, they're waiting on a quarterbacking situation. They hope, against hope, that they can, you know, go to the postseason with Lamar. But they don't know. I mean, all eyes are on the return. How good is he? How well is he? How good will he be? To be determined. But Steelers-Ravens certainly huge as well. So, and then Browns-Commanders. I mean, Washington, anytime, look, all you need is one team in the hunt, and then you got Cleveland who's going to let their hair down. Washington's at home. They're a slight favorite in that game. That's a 1 o'clock kick, so early on, and then, you know, you got the early games and you got the late games. So Washington's playing early. Well, you know, Seattle's keeping an eye on that situation. They go late against the Jets. You know, the Niners are probably locked into the three seeds, so they're not uptight about anything. And, you know, the Chiefs, look, they've got an early start, noon central in their time zone. They just want to stay out of harm's way. I mean, Denver fired Hackett. They're just playing out the string. They're getting out of harm's way. Kansas City is. They just want to stay healthy. They hope that middle of the second quarter, certainly at halftime, they're resting everybody, I would think. They're not gonna be careless. And then backing up, boy, the Panthers-Buccaneers game. I mean, leave it to Carolina. And look at the job that Steve Wilkes has done. I mean, there's several remarkable coaching jobs. I mean, Dan Campbell in Detroit, in my opinion, is the coach of the year. Even though they lost that game last week, what he's done in Detroit is phenomenal. Now, if they were to lose out, if they were to lose to Chicago on Sunday and then lose to Green Bay, I don't think Campbell's going to get it. Then your attention's got to go to Doug Peterson. And Brock Hines on this program threw that out there, and I challenged him. I said, Brock, what are you talking about? I mean, he's going to finish second or third, maybe, but he's not. But you know what? Doug Peterson's going to get coach of the year. If Detroit loses out, which very well they could, and Jacksonville finishes as strong as they are, Jacksonville has got Houston and then head-to-head with Tennessee. How good is that? You want to talk about chaos? Well, we signed up for chaos. We got it. So I'll give Heinze, a frequent contributor, hopefully a longstanding contributor to this program, a lot of kudos on that. The other one, too, we told you, Bears-Lions, a must-win situation for Detroit. I knew that Carolina game. It was a trap game. Everybody said that. They had a look-ahead factor. They had won six in a row. They were 1-6. They got it to 7-7. They had a bounce in their step, and lo and behold, what happens? They get caught looking ahead. They got caught in a classic trap scenario and got essentially blown out. And now they have to dust themselves off Bears come in with nothing to lose, nothing really to gain either. So Lions should be all hands on deck. I think they should win going away on Sunday. Now, whether they had the air, you know, blown out of their sails, taken out of their sails, that would be understandable. I could see the Lions really, really just saying, yeah, we're still mathematically alive, but we took a body blow. We're going to find out about this team's character. We're going to find out about their inner intestinal fortitude, their inner resolve. Because if they can beat the Bears, and they should, then it's all hands on deck and could be essentially, it won't have the trimmings of a play-in game before it starts because other things will have to fall into alignment. But for all intents and purposes, if the Lions win this week and the Packers hold sway against the Vikings, Detroit and Green Bay on week 18 Sunday is a play-in game. The winner could not get in. But the winner, if it goes the way it's supposed to, and they each win going in, then it's essentially a play-in game. But it may not be, you may not be able to say that with affirmation when the game starts, because there may have to be some other moving parts and some other things that have to fall into place for it to be a true play-in game. But it's going to feel like it anyways. And it will be if you think about it, because the winner knows that's the only chance they got, and the loser knows they're out. So it will be a play-in game. Now, if they ultimately don't get in, then, you know, sorry. I apologize. Colts, Giants, same situation. Giants have to win. They're at home. They have to get it done. If they don't, they're in a world of hurt. They're in a world of hurt. So they have no wiggle room. Giants have to get it. And, of course, they're going to be simultaneously watching the scoreboard with that Browns-Commanders game. All right, we'll come back on the other side here in just a little bit. We're obviously going to get into the night ahead and the days ahead and obviously the weekend ahead. We just did a good job with that. How about Luka Doncic last night? Now, I was keeping my eye on the NBA. Celtics were closing out the Rockets. I had an eye on the Wizards and Sixers and just watching the scores go final. And the Knicks and the Mavs had a barn burner going. Obviously goes to overtime. Dallas wins it. But how about this Slovenian superstar? 6'7 point guard, 235 pounds. Of course, he was the third overall pick in 18. Arguably one of the best Euro players we've ever seen coming out of Slovenia. I think he was with Real Madrid back 2016. Maybe earlier than that, 14 or 15, I'm not sure. But anyways, he was with Real Madrid. But if you look at the numbers since he's come over stateside, he's been a first-team NBAer. He was the rookie of the year in 17 or 18, or 18-19. He was the rookie of the year. And if you look at Luka Doncic's numbers, it's like a mirror image of Larry Bird. I mean, it's scary. First year, 21 and change. Second year, almost 30 a game, high 28 or low 29s. Then 28 in his third year, 28 again, fell back a point and a half last year. But he's got Larry Bird numbers. He really does. And last night, for the first time in NBA history, 60, 21, and 10. Now, it's one thing to put up 60. I mean, Kobe put up, what, 80-some-odd points? Wilt had 100 in Hershey, Pennsylvania, March 3rd. Of 1962 at Hershey, Pennsylvania, at the Hershey Civic Arena. We know about that against the Knicks. We know about after the game, the Knicks players gave Wilt a ride back to New York City. Back then, they didn't do team planes. They did a lot of buses, and Wilt was too tall for the bus, and he got into one of the cars of the Knicks players and said, drive me back to Manhattan. They got him back to Harlem in the wee hours of the morning. Great story. It's in many, many books, been documented many times. But if you look at the numbers that this guy is putting up, Luka Doncic, I'm not knocking Cuban. I'm not knocking the Dallas Mavericks. But if this guy were a Celtic, if he was doing this in New York or L.A., I'm saying he gets his due. I mean, the Dallas Mavericks aren't a horrible, horrible franchise. But, man, that's a performance. 60, 21, and 10. Points, rebounds, and assists. Never been done. We'll come back. Put a wrap on it. Tube Talk. See what's streaming and screaming tonight on the tube and on the web. Keep it right here. Sports Byline Broadcast.
Remember in the beginning when you first started to build a life for you and your family? you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp now for free information on how to get started today. InventHelp provides invention services that help everyday inventors get started with their idea. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. Our services include professional materials needed to showcase your invention, and 3D animation and prototype modeling that help you demonstrate your idea. Get down to the details of your idea with a technical drawing. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Take advantage of the opportunity to get started today.
Call 1-800-356-7308. That's 1-800-356-7308. Again, 1-800-356-7308.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
All right, welcome back to the program. I got to get our producer, Dominic. I did not forewarn him, but I got to get Dom on mic because I got a question for him. I think Luka Doncic, believe it or not, I've seen him beat Boston twice. I've seen him beat the Knicks. I've seen him. I could go look it up. Dom, I know. I think you're – Dom, are you a Golden State fan?
Yes, I am.
All right. So if you had to, if you had the game on the line to win one game, seventh game of any year in the NBA championship, and you could have Luka Doncic or Steph Curry take the final shot, who would you take?
Can I change that? Can I go with Damian Lillard? But give me last shot, give me Steph.
Come on, Damian Lillard, what are you talking about?
Dame Time. There's a reason he's got a nickname called Dame Time, because he's clutch when it's at the end of the game.
Oh my God! No, you can't bring Dame Lillard into it. Where'd he play? Weber State, for crying out loud? Who cares? Come on, Luka Doncic is the clutch player. Curry is Captain Clutch. I would put Jason Tatum. I'd give you Lillard as a top five. I didn't know that, but I know you do your homework, and I respect you. But you can only pick Doncic, Luka Doncic, or Steph Curry. Who's taking that shot? And let's say it's a 3-pointer from 27 feet away.
Steph Curry all day, every day. And this is coming from me, Luke, a huge Luka Doncic fan. Real Madrid's my soccer team, so I've been following Luka since he was a teenager. I'm a huge Luka fan. Give me Steph, though.
Wow. I respect your opinion, but the thing is, if you get Curry, I saw Curry go off for 54 in Madison Square Garden. He couldn't miss. It was frightening. I was there, and I said, I'll never forget this. I think it was 54. Listen to me. I'll never forget it. But I think it was 54. It was cuckoo. But I will say this. Luka Doncic would game on the line, 27 feet. I'm taking him, and Curry would be a very, very close second, and I'd put Jason Tatum, and I'll give you Lillard, too. Dominic, great job with John Snyder. Thanks to you and Darren Peck and the whole crew. I'm Marty Terrell. Tonight, leave it to the bowl games. Leave it to the NBA, the NHL. There's a lot of good puck tonight. New Jersey, Boston, that game goes final. We'll keep you updated throughout the night. Here on Sports Overnight America, Sirius XM. I'm Marty Terrell. Adios.